Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. Come on, share your eBay secrets and strategies. We won't tell a soul. Here's Griffin Lee.
Well, we might. This segment is... It could. We got big mouths. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Spend less time shipping and more time selling. We're listening for your call. Listen, we're listening right now.
Listen.
It's not there. 888-723-4630. Don't turn us into whiny Jewish mothers, you know. Never call, you never write.
You never send anything, flowers, nothing. Hey, listen, so David is waiting on the line also from Boca Raton.
Okay.
But we've got to finish with Donna. So we're dishing her listing. David, sit cool. We'll be right with you.
Yeah, we'll be right
with you. So, Donna, you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Great.
What did I do with
I was going to ask you a question, Griff.
Sure.
About this.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay. So when she does this multi-listing thing.
Yeah.
So she's got a picture of all the colors. So she should keep that there, right?
Yeah.
One picture with all the colors.
Right. And when you choose when you create your variations, make sure they match the names so people aren't confused. So if it's
white, blue, red, white,
black, white. Yeah. You want to name them exactly what they are in the photo.
And I'm a little concerned about something that you said, Griff.
What's that?
You said put in one if you want to. You have to put in some amount that you have.
If you're using multivariations, you have to put a quantity for each variation.
And I'm thinking maybe at least two, and here's the reason.
Yeah.
If I were looking at a listing, because I am looking, coincidentally, for these very things that she's making.
Right.
I'm going to buy some of these from her. Because I'm putting a new family thing up on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, her stuff is my style exactly. If I were to see there was only one, I might skip over that because I'm looking for two, maybe four that match.
Good point, Lee.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
So while she shouldn't put like 100.
Why not?
I think she should put something that people will, that people will feel that they can buy three or four from her if they want to match.
So I think she just made a great point what Donna just said was, I'm only one person, and that is an important consideration. So I suppose you only want to put enough in one quantity for a color that you can reasonably get out in your handling time in case someone says, like Lee says, oh, I want five of the turquoise, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
And can you make five and get them out in 2 days?
Right.
If not, don't put five up at once. Say four, maybe. So you have to figure that out. But, yeah, Lee has a good point.
I would at least put two, though, because, you know, people may be looking for matching.
And mix and match.
Sometimes, you know, like on the other site, I have several frames in different colors up, and they can, you know, pick one of those, or they can, because on the other site, we had to do all kinds of keywords to keep them more active and up front.
Sure.
You know, I don't know if you know what that means, but, you know, if not, you get buried. So I keep, like, there's a 4x6, and I might put it with blue over black, or it could be blue over white, you know. But it'd be two different frames. Now, you could go to that one and buy another frame that, you know, would be the blue over white, and you can get two of them.
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, but another thing here, I'm not for sure about, I like give my customers discounts because Lee was saying she wouldn't want it like two. Okay, you know, usually I give charge $7.95 or $8.95, and then the next frame would be $4 added to it. Do you not do that?
No, because when I sell, everything is free shipping.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you should consider free shipping. I think you should up your price and consider free shipping.
It can make a difference. At least test it. It can make a big difference, yeah.
You could have more than one listing and test them out, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to have that variable, that multi-listing, and you're going to have the variables being the colors.
Okay.
And then we come down, Griff, now to the item specific.
Yeah, the item specifics are they're okay. I mean,
I think so.
They're filled out with the right stuff, so that's good. And your description's not bad. It's just a little wordy. So I don't know. One thing I'm seeing is that I don't know if you selected this or not. And again, this sometimes is just depends on how my setup is here. But the font is a very small size. It's hard to read.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do you see that, Lee?
Yes, it's small.
Yeah.
Huh.
I would make it a little bigger.
You can select it all in the, if you revise item in the description view, highlight all of the text and then select, a bigger number for font size.
Okay. So what would you go? I mean, because I'm an old woman.
12,
so.
12, 14.
This says okay. She's got Times New Roman 13 and a half, but that's not 13 and a half. So I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I don't know
how
either.
That happened. Yeah. But yeah, you need your font to be a little bit bigger.
Okay.
Okay. And I noticed theme, family and friends. Did that theme come up in item specifics or?
No, I'll be honest with you. I don't understand a lot of this. So I was just trying to determine, like, who would all use the frame.
Families and friends. Family and friends would use it.
Okay, so down in your description, we love bullet points. So if
right.
you had, instead of the inside, we're trying to cut you down because in verbiage, because people won't read it. And they'll just go,
yeah.
They'll pass your listing by. So you want to put where you have the inside measurements, just put inside measurements, 4x6.
Okay.
Outside measurements, 6x8.
Okay.
The viewing opening. You see what I mean? Instead of writing a sentence, right?
Well, you have to remember, I was taught by Notre Dame nuns, so it was the V, or you got the.
Wait a minute!
You're going to get the ruler on your hand.
Hold on a second. You had the Sisters of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Can I ask roughly what years you went to school? Because I had them too.
Let me see. I went to school. Let me see. It would be like the 50s through the small part of the 60s.
Yeah, I know those sisters.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had to go and visit one that was dead. I just wanted to make sure that they actually she was dead.
God.
It was horrible. I had to prove to myself that, you know, this is not going to happen again.
You know, somebody that's not Catholic, from somebody that's not Catholic.
Okay.
Every time we see a nun on television or radio, she's adorable and precious and helpful.
Oh, she's flying with her headpiece.
Would never hit anybody.
No, not Sally Field.
No, she was a different order. She was the order of the Sisters of Perpetual Hollywood Glamour.
That's
we had
true.
The Sisters of Notre Dame were notorious in the world of Catholicism
really?
As being rabid child haters, and yet they were set upon children in school. They hated kids. They hated them.
So I'll tell you what, Donna, we're not going to grade your listing. We believe that you need to make some changes in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
But if you don't make them right, we're going to hit you with a ruler.
Yeah, oh,
but,
no.
No, we're not.
Did you lean on me? That's
did
horrible.
Your sisters have those little wooden clickers when they wanted
oh,
you?
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, those wooden clickers.
Yeah, what wooden clickers?
There was this thing that the Sisters of Notre Dame had.
You kneel and you get back up.
It was
Catholics do a lot of kneeling and getting up.
Yeah, anything to make you uncomfortable and miserable.
Right.
It's just, don't get me started.
So, Donna, here's the deal.
I give her a 5 for survival. That's what I do.
So, Donna, here's the deal.
Okay.
We know that you're a good seller already. We can tell. All right. We know what's going on in your life. You once sold on eBay. Then you've been selling on the E-word for a while. They've let you down. You want to come back to us. We're happy to have you. And we want to help you become successful. So will you stick with us as you make changes? Will you feel comfortable calling us back anytime on a Tuesday or a Thursday to talk to us and ask us questions? Because we want to take credit for your success.
For my success.
Yes, we
do. We do. Hey,
but I'm afraid, you've got a ruler, don't you?
Yeah.
No, we don't have a ruler. Hey, one of the things you want to do is you want to watch your competition. So there are other people that are offering similar types of items. You know, they're rustic and they're hand-colored like yours. Make sure that you're priced competitively so that you're not...
Right.
And if it's not priced competitively, if you have to be a little bit more expensive, show why. Give the value. Because buyers of these things don't always shop by price, but they will shop by value. They want to know what they're getting. So better pictures help, you know, better return policies help, and it can put you, give you a competitive advantage. I like your listing so far. You're obviously a seller. You know what you're doing. This is clear.
I can tell you that simplicity is the best thing on eBay. You don't need long descriptions. You need short and to the point.
Right.
And, yeah. and so, and actually it's less work for you if you think about it.
Yeah, I mean, that is good.
So
I just don't understand though how the keywords work.
Oh, the key. So here it's very simple. Keywords just, buyers will search with keywords. So having keywords in your title is very important. And, like most other marketplaces site, it's the same thing. You want to make sure your keywords are distinct and not connected to each other physically. So there's, it's keyword space, keyword space, keyword space. And you're doing well. So if somebody searched on the word primitive, there'd be millions of items, but one of them would be yours. If someone searched on rustic primitive, there'd be less than a million items, and one of them would be yours. And every time you add more keywords to the search, it it helps filter down. Now, what most people do in order to keep out extraneous results is they actually will go to the category. In this case, home and garden, subcategory home decor, subcategory frames, and then they'll start keyword searching, and that makes your items a lot easier to show up.
And, okay. and can't she can have the sizes in that variable listing also.
Yeah, yeah.
Because she's got 5x7s.
You can do, you can create multi-variations by color and size.
Okay.
So you only need, and the, here's the advantage, you only need one listing. And every time you make a sale from that listing, if it's a multi-quantity, in this case multi-quantity with variations, it helps give you a boost in best match source.
So, we hope we've helped you today, Donna. Call us back.
We're so happy to have you.
Yes, we are.
Thanks, Donna. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. 888-723-4630. You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, and above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
She's the most important woman in everyone's life. And with Mother's Day coming up on May 16th, buyers will be searching eBay for her perfect gift. So list mom-centric items now. That includes fragrances and jewelry, especially if it's personalized with her children's birthstones or her own initials. Kitchen gadgets are big with moms who like to cook. And of course, collectibles, such as a vintage vase for those flowers she'll receive. Use Promotions Manager to create a Mother's Day promotion. Then send a Mother's Day newsletter to your store subscribers. And don't forget to shop on eBay for your mom.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 409.
Success on eBay doesn't happen overnight. Christopher Leslie is known on eBay as top-rated seller, man of vintage, all one word. One piece of advice for a successful business on eBay is to offer fast and free shipping.
And I also offer priority shipping as a discount. I figure if I'm going to pay for economy shipping myself, which is usually first class, $3, why not give them the discount on the priority and then only charge them $3 to $4 for priority? And when you do search, like as a customer, if you search for an item and you also ship priority, that bumps you up in search as having a lower cost of shipping.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts are always in stock. Call call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. We do want to dish your listings. We do. 888-RADIO-30. It's known as 888-723-4630.
And you don't have to have a listing dish if you don't want to. You can call up and give us your challenge that you're having with your sales, or maybe you want to give us a tip. We love that when you give other sellers a tip. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. David from Boca Raton, Florida. Top-rated seller, DJ Movers 99, our buddy. Hi, David. What's your question or comment?
Hi, friends. I'd like to ask, what exactly are stock photos and how does one access them?
So stock photos, often on eBay, they've been around for a while. What they are is it's a photo of an item, say like an iPhone 6S. That's a stock photo that's been usually provided by the manufacturer and many marketplace and retail catalogs. And when I say catalogs, I don't mean catalogs like you get in the mail or that something a customer can thumb through. Catalogs being the structured data that we're building, and other websites have this as well, where as part of the data entry for that item based on its UPC code or its serial number, some other, you know, identifying number, it's connected to a relevant, accurate stock photo of that item itself. So on eBay, there are some categories of items, mostly in the electronics, cameras and photos, but also some other categories where there are stock photos available for sellers who are listing that exact item and don't have a photo. They're only applicable and appropriate for items that are brand new. You wouldn't use a stock photo for a used item.
Okay. Is that something I can go and access out of an electronic catalog, an e-catalog?
No. You'd have to, on eBay, you'd have to start listing the item, and you would put in the, when you start listing, we ask you to put in a title. And if you put in a title that says, like, for example, Canon 40D DSLR, it's going to, I know that there's stock photos for that, and it'll provide not just the access to a stock photo. What it does first is maybe there are different model numbers or we're not quite sure, and we'll present to you, the data that's in the catalog saying, is your camera one of these? And if you say yes and you select one and it has a stock photo, you have the option of keeping that stock photo, but it also fills in the technical specifications so you don't have to type them out.
Okay. And Griff, for that example you just gave about the Canon camera, if I came along and did a sell similar on your item, shouldn't that stock photo pop up and say, you know, you can use this as long as your item is new?
I think so. I'm not absolutely sure, but I think so.
Because I've figured out that the only difference between some of my unsold items and others that have sold from other people is that they have what's obviously a professional photograph, whereas I just have an amateurish looking one. And that's the only difference I can really see. But when I do a sell similar, there's no such photo. And I'm pretty certain I've seen these photos in some catalogs that I just happen to have.
Yeah, that's different. But it could be. That's different. We use the word catalog. Do not think that this is the same thing as a catalog you'll get from B&H Photo or from Canon, and you can leaf through it and see photos. They may be from the manufacturer. They may not be. We get stock photos that are legal to use from different sources. Sometimes it's the manufacturer. Sometimes it's not. But again, if there is a stock photo option, only use it if your item is new. Don't use a stock photo ever if your item is not new in box.
And a stock photo is only going to come through eBay, eBay's catalog, where somebody's already done it.
Where eBay has done it. There was a period of time a few years ago where we gave sellers the option to include, hey, if your photos are really good, would you agree to let us take them and use them in our own catalog? I don't believe we're doing that anymore. But, so, with, I, the, the photos that come up as stock photos on eBay come up from eBay's side. They may be from the manufacturer. They could be from other locations.
Uh-huh.
And it's just a convenience for sellers of those same items.
Just to clarify, then I couldn't go to, for example, B&H and do a copy and paste off their website.
Not unless you want them to come after you for copyright.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty much what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. So it sounds like I need one of your photo workshops one day.
I'll be giving them at eBay Open. So if you want to come to that, I'll be available for
Will we be seeing you in Vegas?
I'm afraid not this year.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I'll be there in spirit.
Okay. We'll remember that.
You have time for another question?
Really quick.
On one of your advice sections that you play coming out of a break, the lady says that you should use good till canceled, because if you don't, when you relist, your multiple quantities will revert back to the original quantity. Is that really true?
Yes, it's true. That's the default
I'll
setting.
I'll know for sure on Monday.
Yeah, it's the default setting. I do not recommend using anything but good until canceled. I have heard just about every possible reason why people don't use it. They'll use the 30-day option. Or
right.
There used to be other options. I don't even know if they're available. None of them are true.
Okay, folks.
David, we always
Thanks
love
for
to
taking
hear
my
from
call.
You.
Thank
David.
You very much.
Thank you for calling.
Well, this segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software. You can call us at 888-723-4630. It is Thursday, and this is the eBay Radio Ask Griffin Lee Show. We'll be back after this.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news, along with all of TameBay's other seller resources, at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return and print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too, like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.